Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
It's Bobby Darin bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. And his website is smallbiz.org, smallbus.org. Also, nfib.com. You can find his work there. And also on our website, he gives us permission to post the summary of the index on our site. And, Bill, we thank you for that very much. And thanks again for being here today. Let's come back to you were about to say something, and I had to cut you off at the break. Do you remember what it was?
We were talking about our ability to raise prices,
right?
You know, and how quickly we can respond. And
somebody's raising their prices because we got inflation.
That's right. Well, we got a little bit of inflation. It's interesting to see how quickly we can move. Of course, you watched from 1975, 76. 70% of our people were raising prices. By the time you hit 82, it was zero, net zero.
Right.
So that's an incredible decline. And that was, of course, Volcker doing his work, and the economy's in recession, and unemployment rate's 10%. Well, then in January of 08, we had a big spike, and we had about 30% of our firms raising prices, and that's when the oil was at $130 a barrel.
Right.
There was inflation, and we were passing it on. Well, if you just look at the chart, and four quarters later, that's January, then you look all the way down, four quarters later, in the fourth quarter of that year, it's minus 23% raising prices because we fell into recession in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And so we're all cutting prices, trying to raise revenue and stay alive. So, I mean, the prices,
roller coaster.
Our prices, but they respond very quickly, which is what you want to see prices do in the market.
Mm-hmm.
You want it to adjust to equate supply and demand and do things and give people.
What I worry about though, Bill, is small business owners are so reluctant to raise prices. They're so sensitive to price points. They're afraid customers are going to leave them, and that's the reason why. That's one of the main reasons why. And I get it. I'm not saying that they shouldn't feel sensitive about it. I'm just saying it's one of the tough parts about being a small business owners, because we're so close to our that fine line of failure, and I try to encourage them as much as I can, find a way to build value so people don't mind if you raise your prices a nickel or a dime or a dollar. They still want to do business with you, and I still think, Bill, that there's a vacuum being created right now on Main Street with the retreat of Macy's and Sears and Penny's and those other guys. There's a high touch vacuum that small business owners can fill very nicely, and when they do that, I think they'll be able to get they'll be able to get better margins. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's right, because to the extent that those big guys are competing directly with you with some parts of your business, the bad side of all those closures that they were having, of course, in the malls is that those draw the traffic. And so there are lots of little businesses set up in the mall around.
Unfortunately,
them.
For the small, for a lot of those folks, no, that's
right.
And that's a retooling. What are they calling that? There's a term they're using for that. The exodus or the retail. I forgot. There's a term. People are not going to malls like they used to.
Right. So if you don't have the customers, then it's hard to raise prices
them.
So that's what makes us worry about raising prices. And,
quickly in the minute and a half I got left. What do you think about the Fed going forward? As President Trump thinks about staffing the Fed? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, we haven't heard a whole lot about who he might be looking at. We do know that one of the current governors, Tarullo, is going to step down this month.
Right.
So that means there are three open positions.
That's a major governor spot. That's not a bank president.
That's the governor. Right.
Yeah.
There are three governor positions open now out of seven.
So are you in line for that job?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. maybe I am. We don't know who's in line.
Exactly. Exactly. My folks, that was my point in saying that to Bill. He could very well be on that short list. So, okay.
Been there before, but anyway, once he fills them, the Fed can change. And I think the rate probability of a rate hike in March is pretty high.
Mm-hmm. They can do that if they want, because I've given them the ability. I've given permission to do two this year.
Yeah, well, that's what I think you get. If you look who's going to be voting this year on these things, two is the very likely.
I wish they'd wait, though, Bill, just to give the economy time to get a little bit of momentum.
Yeah, let's see that real 3% number.
I'd like for them to wait till like July or something, June or July, whenever that meeting is. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, sir.
We'll see you next time. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, and we're so fortunate to have him join us to report on that on the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.